Well, we've gone through the course, how to set up a matchmaking ministry. And you can look back at it, and I look back at it, and I say, you know, maybe I wish I would have said that better, or maybe I was not careful enough saying this. I just want to conclude by saying, in matchmaking, you're dealing with humans. And I don't have all the answers. I have been benefited greatly by the study of dating that's come in through the social sciences, but I don't look at the social sciences as the authority. The authority is Jesus Christ. The authority is the Word of God. When we have a posture of a matchmaking minister, our posture is one of conversations. Our posture is one of let's join together and let's encourage you. A lot of the matchmakers are women. And they're women who will serve other women in their quest to find their match. Some of you matchmakers may be couples, and you do it together, and I encourage the husband side, even if the husband is not going through all the training like maybe you as the wife did, to encourage the husband to, you know, find every young man possible in your church or in your community who's a Christian to hear you teach. It, I find it extremely effective for a female minister, matchmaking minister, to have a group of men and listen to a woman's perspective. Hugely important. Just as important, maybe you're a man and you're a matchmaking minister. That's excellent. I likewise have seen how important it is to talk to women from the perspective of a guy. Still having sort of the matchmaker role where you're sort of, you know, not taking anyone's side here, but you want both the male and the female, the man and the woman, the Christian man or woman, to get along really good, to understand how to effectively relate to the opposite sex. All of this is the opportunity of being a matchmaker, minister, whether you're a man or a woman. God can use you to start and maintain a matchmaker practice, a ministry practice, where you're helping people. You know, maybe it's a soul center and registered. And we have, at Christian Leaders, ways in which we can even help you have a funding plan, because ultimately, many of you need to support your life and your family through this ministry practice. So we have ways that maybe we could help you. Or this is just for you to do whatever you want, whatever your God calls you to do, and that's fine with us too. What we want is Christians to be prepared to find each other, whether it's using online tools or whether it's through church connections or family connections and all of that. So I'm going to conclude this course with a prayer that God will bless you. Oh Lord, this matchmaker minister has got a dream, a calling. You placed it. You placed it in the heart of this servant. And I pray, Lord, that you will fill this minister with the Holy Spirit and make them able and ready to go forward as a matchmaker minister. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.